This is Chang at the fair, and right now I have with me Carter and Megan. Would you care to tell everyone about yourselves?
Yeah, sure. So my name is Carter. I'm a sophomore in Leverett House. I'm from Orange County, California, and I'm studying computer science.
Do you surf?
I do not surf. I body surf, but I'm just too big to surf, I guess.
Excellent.
And I'm Megan. I'm a first year living in Canada, studying computer science as well, from suburbs of Chicago.
Sorry?
Suburbs of Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what people do there for fun, generally, so I can't make a joke there. But let's take a look at your project.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right, so what we have here is Harvard Marketplace, essentially. And our goal, essentially, is so that everyone of like the Harvard community could sell any like used books or like have senior sales at the end of the year, but really just a centralized location to sell or buy any items.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll log in right now if Carter wants to talk more about it.
So, right when you log in, it shows an index of all the posted items starting from the most recent. If you want, you can search by category. So if Megan's looking for clothes, she can click on clothes and then filter, and all items that are listed under clothes will show up. If she wants to do like a more advanced search, she can go to search and type in like Xbox, and up will come Xbox 360. And if you want to buy an item, you click on view more.
I'm not CS, so I don't know.
Okay, there we go. And when you click on view more, you'll get a short description of what the Xbox is like, or whatever this was, turtleneck, and the seller's contact information. So you can email them and then do the transaction independently.
Of course.
Yeah. If you want to post an item, then you go to the cell up in the top navigation bar, and you just enter the information. Select the category and post it,
mm-hmm.
and it appears on the index as the most recent post.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's say that she doesn't want to sell her sweater anymore, or it got bought, and she goes to your items and just clicks delete, and it's removed from the database.
Looks like it's everything we need for a thriving marketplace.
Yeah.
What inspired you to?
Yeah, so at least this semester, seeing a lot of seniors at least like changing or like trying to like sell out, clear out their closet, sending out these like large PowerPoint slides of a bunch of clothing they have, almost kind of chaotic. So we thought that having a more centralized location so that they can really reach everybody within the Harvard community would be a lot more efficient as like a platform. Yeah.
Cool. Do you two have any ideas of how to get people to use this?
I guess puppet.
Social media.
Yeah.
Honestly. I was thinking some kind of viral marketing campaign. You know,
yeah.
we get David to list some of the stuff in his office.
Totally.
I'm sure people will sign up for to buy some of
maybe
that.
Maybe this interview is going to go viral and everyone will sign up.
Well, we can make you a DVD. You two can autograph it and put it on there.
Anything works.
Yeah.
Anyways.
More generally, do you two know what you're concentrating in?
Yeah, so right now considering computer science, but still open to anything in the STEM field.
Mm-hmm.
So going into this year, I was going to do applied math, but after taking CS50, I decided to switch to computer science.
Wow, so it was effective on convincing one of you to take computer science. But seriously, you know, CS50 is a pretty broad course, pretty useful, so no matter what concentration you go into, hopefully the skills are useful.
Of course.
Great, well, thanks for talking to me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Back to you two.